This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to The Garden Report with Noah Dalzell from Celtics Blog joining us here for Joe Sway. And we're going to talk Jordan Walsh, who made his NBA debut tonight. Noah, I was hoping we'd see it. He came down from Maine. I know you were just up in Maine covering his game up there. And he's been there all season, so it's halfway through game number 41 here against the Spurs, and we finally saw him with 3 minutes left go to the scorer's table alongside J.D. Davison. Come in the game for just a three-minute run at the end, grabbed 4 rebounds, the crowd was going crazy, got a big ovation, got a three-pointer up, almost scored his first points there. It was a pretty good look, but missed that, and overall, just good to see him. He's obviously been developing up there. Been making progress. Doesn't feel like he's going to be part of the team this year, but getting in that mindset now that he's just got to see this year through, alter his game a little bit to see how he can impact the Celtics, and you know, eventually maybe become part of this bench rotation next year, whenever that is.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the crowd was so electric that had he hit that three, the place probably would have exploded. But yeah, I was up in Maine this weekend, and you can see that his defensive imprint is all over the game. So that part he kind of has down. I talked to Tony Snell, who said he thinks that his ceiling is being like the best defender in the NBA. So obviously that's really high praise coming from a vet. Offensively, you can tell he's still a little rushed. Like he still seems to be a little scattered at points. But he's been a much better three-point shooter in the last couple months. So I think he's hit like 42% of his threes for like the regular season portion of the Maine Celtics. So that's something that was uncertain about him going into the year, and it's something that he's been working really hard at. So it was great to see him take one today. Great to see him kind of be like all over the place. I felt like he was really active in those 3 minutes, probably a little nervous and excited. But yeah, it was really cool to see him.
Here's Jordan talking about that debut and coming down to Boston.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I would have had the first NBA point.
But there would have been a fight for the basketball afterwards. You don't want that shit.
You're probably right, but I would have got that ball. But yeah, it was amazing. I wish it would have went in, though.
Jordan, is it nice to just kind of have this under your belt now, too?
Absolutely. I feel like it's a milestone in everybody's career that they can't wait to finally hit. And that night for me was tonight, and so I'm happy that I, you know, hit that milestone.
So one thing I didn't realize, and he mentioned this in the locker room, though, is that the whole Maine Celtics team came here to watch him tonight, which is pretty cool. And he's obviously become a big part of the structure up there. We got to talk to him a little bit earlier in the year, but overall, what was your impression of just watching him up there in that environment where he gets to take a lot of shots, where he gets to kind of be the center of attention? Because one thing I noticed is that when I went up there, he was starting to adjust from doing everything to kind of being in that 3-and-D role, focusing on playing off the ball, focusing on screening, things he might do here in Boston.
Yeah, when were you up there?
Oh, jeez.
A couple months ago.
This point.
Because what I saw this past weekend was he's already playing the role that he's slated to play in the NBA. Like, he's not the number one option. They're running plays for him. A lot of the game he spent in the corner, like, ready to catch and shoot, you know, guarding the other team's best defender. I think he was guarding Isaiah Wong for most of the game and did a pretty good job with him. So it seems like they're viewing his role in with this main group as like, let's have a really easy transition so when he becomes a Boston Celtic, it's not going to be like he's going from being the number one guy to being a role player. And my impressions was, you know, he was really active. He definitely got frustrated with, you know, fouls and things like that.
I noticed that too, yeah.
I think that's been part of it is that he's 19, and part of it was everybody was getting frustrated with the refs.
And he has high expectations
right.
for himself too, I feel like.
And I was talking to Blaine Miller, the G League coach, after the game, and he was saying it's a really difficult position to be in, to be a guy who is not a two-way and not a G League player, but actually an NBA player that's on a guaranteed contract, but to then come in and play because everybody expects you to put up 30 points. Like, Delano Banton came in and put up 28 this weekend, so that's the expectation. But he was saying, like, we don't want him to come and take 30 shots. Like, that's not his role on this team. And so to be able to just play within himself and to view setting good picks and playing good defense as a success, not going off and being the leading scorer in the game. So it's just a mindset thing, I think.
And I think it's impressive, too, that they've dedicated this much time to him playing up there. Obviously, they brought Luke Cornett up through that system, who got a spot start tonight. Really solid game. Four blocks and steals combined to Wembanyama's one. We're going to talk about Wembanyama in the next video, but that's pretty good production going up against the potential rookie of the year here, the sensation to make his first appearance in Boston here. I thought Cornett handled him well, and that's the development he went through in Maine. And Hauser certainly has become a great player, and he showed some of the improvements he's made into his second full season here since developing up in Maine. So they're continuing that here with Walsh. And again, I don't think we're going to see him in a real role this year. I'm surprised when we actually saw the first minutes here in this game. But who knows? Maybe they trade three guys for one at the deadline. There's some open roster spots or minutes further down the line. Injuries certainly could pop up that make a role off the bench available here. But for now, O'Shea Brissett's holding down that bench wing role. He had another solid game tonight. You have Shri Mihailuk, who seems to be next up in that line. So I don't know, next year I've heard it could be 1-2 years with Walsh here to see him go through that full maturation process. And luckily this team's good enough where they can wait on that.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he already has a 4-year guaranteed contract,
yeah,
it takes a little bit of the pressure off, but it also shows that this team really believes that he's a part of the future. I mean, JD's still playing on the two-way. A lot of players, second-round draft picks, are still on the two-way. So I think it's certain that he's going to be a part of this team, which is part of why the fans were so excited, I think, tonight to see him. But I don't think there's any rush. This is a playoff team where even veteran guys are not in the rotation. Like Lamar Stevens, who was a starter last year for a playoff team, for much of the season, he's not even seeing minutes. So it's going to be hard for Jordan to pass any of those guys, and I don't think that's really his objective or his goal, but it is cool to get him to come out here, especially at home. A lot of fun.
Some fans had high hopes that might happen, but we'll continue to track his progress up in Maine. Know he's going up there again this weekend, so check out her work over at Celtics blog. Check out Jordan on CLNS Media talking after this game, reacting to his first game in Boston, as well as Celtics All Access. We're going to talk about Victor Wembanyama in our next video. It was great to see him in person for this first appearance in Boston here. I'm Bobby Manning again, Noah Delzell. This has been the Garden Report. Celtics win going away over San Antonio.
The NFL season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.